This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls from some quarters to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago: take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
And Afghan leaders must now chart their own path. The president's been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable.
How many thousands more Americans, daughters and sons are you willing to risk?
Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There will be no fans in the venues at the Tokyo Olympics later this month after a decision by organizers and the national government to implement a state of emergency because of COVID-19. We get more from Reuters' Francis McGuire.
The decision comes after Japan declared a state of emergency for the capital due to the global health crisis that will run throughout the event. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. A sports psychologist said having no fans could affect the performances of the athletes. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. This is VOA News. A Pfizer official says the company will ask federal regulators next month to approve the administration of a third dose of its COVID vaccine. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Pfizer's chief scientific officer tells the Associated Press they plan to seek emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration next month for a booster vaccine for those who've already gotten two doses. He says another shot could dramatically increase immunity and perhaps ward off the spreading coronavirus variants. At the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID cases have risen 11% over last week.
We know that the Delta variant has increased transmissibility, and it is currently surging in pockets of the country with low vaccination rates.
She says current vaccines do protect against it. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former bodyguard at the Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president. James Solage and Joseph Vincent were among 17 suspects detained in the brazen killing of Jovenel Moïse by gunmen at his home in the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday. 15 of the men are from Colombia, according to Leon Charles, the chief of Haiti's national police. He added that three other suspects were killed by police and eight others are on the run. Charles had earlier said that seven men were killed. At a news conference Thursday, the police chief urged people to stay calm and let police do their work, as he warned that authorities needed evidence they were destroying, including burning cars. An investigation has found two Seattle police officers broke the law during January's riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Two Seattle police officers faced disciplinary action and possible termination after an investigation determined they were illegally trespassing on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th insurrection. An investigation by the Office of Police Accountability determined that the two officers violated department policies and Washington, D.C. laws. The OPA Discipline Committee has recommended the two officers be terminated. The two were among a group of six Seattle police officers who traveled to Washington to attend President Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally. The trip became public after one of the officers posted a photo on Facebook from the demonstration. I'm Mike Gracia.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 373,000. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.